This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We've done business owners so far this week and how they are dealing with Brexit. We've done workers as well and what Brexit is going to mean for them. A voice we haven't really heard yet, though, is just a person living in this Brexit economy, going to work, getting her kids looked after, trying to help manage a household. So the other night, we went out to West London to see Frida Chizambi at her flat.
Hello, how are you?
She's a communications manager at the University of West London. She and her partner have two little boys, Asa and Otto.
Oh, that's, you have good names for your kids.
We're a fan of palindromes in our house.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
How's life?
Ooh, expensive. I mean, yeah, London's one of the most expensive cities in the world to live in. It's getting more and more expensive, and the wages aren't following suit, unfortunately.
So when you look at the British economy big picture, what do you see?
I'm nervous. I'm really, really nervous. I mean, we're an institution that relies heavily on international students. With Brexit, it means that that number is going to fall, and that could have an impact on the amount of money that the university get from the government. It could have an impact on so many different things, and ultimately, it could mean that we don't have jobs anymore.
Maybe they need one less communication specialist.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. I mean, yeah, that's how, you know, I think marketing is always the first budget that they slash, isn't it? So, yeah, I'm nervous. I'm nervous about the future of my boys and how they'll be able to travel freely in Europe if they wanted to study in Europe, if they wanted to take up languages. Is that option available to them anymore?
You've been here your whole life.
I have, yeah.
What does it mean to you then that England, the UK somehow will not be part of that other great continental experiment?
It's just really disappointing. It was such a progressive thing to be a part of, and it meant that so many opportunities were available for everyone, you know, not just us. It meant that we saw a massive influx of different cultures, different languages, different experiences, which helped us no end. You know, I think people forget that. I think that people forget that when they go to restaurants, they're served by these migrants that they're so against, you know, and they do so much, like the NHS, for example, like
the health service.
Yeah. Yeah, it is so heavily reliant on migrant workers. And for us to dissuade them from coming here seems so backwards to me.
So what happened?
I think a bit of what happened over there.
Over there in the States.
I think people are really disillusioned by government. They feel really, really powerless. And I think that they saw Brexit as a means of taking back the power.
So when you go to the market and you buy your veg and you get your chickens or, you know, your clothes or whatever, are you ready to start paying more for that in case or if this whole no-deal Brexit thing happens?
We haven't even prepared for it, to be honest. I mean, we watch what every single penny that we spend. We try to shop in the discount shops like Lidl and Aldi. But no, we haven't even prepared for what might happen.
So now what? I mean, I know that's a vague question, but honestly, that's kind of the vibe I've gotten all week is now what?
I guess we wait and see, but yeah. I don't think that anyone can consider what that looks like. I think that's why we're stalling, to be honest, because the unknown is just too frightening to deal with. And it is just a wait and see. And I wish that we didn't have to wait and see, but we do.
Frida, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for coming, guys.